Listening to His Master's Voice. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Listening to His Master's Voice. Well, I have a wonderful golden retriever, Rex. You all have met him many times. And Rex is a superior dog. He's just a fantastic dog. And then we have Little Love, who is a mini pin, and he's pretty special, too. But Rex is my personal dog that goes with me wherever I go, does whatever I do, and enjoys my company so thoroughly that it's a delight for me. I take a walk on the path, the meditation path, around the University of Healing here at the Absolute Monastery, and Rex has his nose into everything. And I think to myself, Rex, come walk alongside of me. And then I go on to something else, and next thing I know, there he is walking right alongside of me. It only takes him a moment to hear my message, to listen to his master's voice, and to come to where I am. And I say to Rex, Rex, sit. And he doesn't say, why are you telling me to sit? What right have you got to tell me to sit? I'm his master, and he knows that, and he loves it. And he loves it when I take attention to him and when I tell him things that I want him to do, because he knows that we're a team and we work together. And I say, Rex, lie down. At the meal table, Rex comes over, and he wants to be close to me in case I drop any scraps on the floor. And sometimes he wants to put his paw up on me, and his paws are pretty big paws. And I say, no, Rex, sit. And then down. And I don't even say down. I just point my finger down. And he lays down on the rug right next to me and waits for whatever is to come. Patient, loving, wonderful as can be. And I say, Rex, you are a wonderful dog. Within each one of us, we have a master. And we like to think that master is ourself. And truly, the master is ourself. And this master that lives in us is always ready to do our bidding whenever we ask. If we say, sit down, the master will be quiet, be next to us, and await what comes next. If we say to the master, now, I'm tired of you telling me I should do this and I should do that. Now, don't tell me anymore. And all of a sudden, we notice that the master in us is quiet. The master doesn't try to force us to do anything, but the master is always there, always sharing with us, always telling us what it is that is for our highest and our best. We don't always want to listen to that, but our master within us is always telling. Now, who is this master within us? Do we want to say it's God? That's a good term for it. Do we want to say it's our divine self? That's a good term for it. Do we want to say it's that which is our highest and best, speaking to us at all times, reaching out to us to tell us how we can do different things to accomplish the goals of our heart to the highest and finest way that we can do it. And you know, it's not that difficult. In fact, it's quite easy to listen to my master's voice, because when I am listening to fine music that is being sung by operatic singers or other singers, and I hear it, and my inner self just rings out with those words that the singer is singing, and with the tone and the melody and the quality of voice that they're singing, sometimes even superior to theirs, and I sing along, and I am good, and the master in me says, go for it, go for it, you're wonderful. Now, there's nobody around listening to us. There's nobody hearing what I'm singing. There's nobody paying any attention to me except me. And I am happy as can be. And the master in me says, go for it, Herb, go for it, go for it. And I sing, up in the morning, out in the job, I gotta work for my pay. But that lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Up in the morning, out in the job, I'm as happy as can be. But that lazy old son, he's got everything to do. rolling around heaven all day and looking at just what comes, just what goes, just what is his way. That lucky old son, he's just like I am, rolling around heaven all day. Now, you might listen to my song and you might say, Herb, I have heard it done better. Herb, I have heard it done with more vibrato and more magic than you do it. But you know, Herb, when you sing, you have a smile in your voice. When you sing, you have laughter in your heart. When you sing, I can just see that lucky old son who has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Oh, yes. That's what we do. That's what we do. We were giving seminars. I was giving a lot of seminars in Montabray in Switzerland. This is a mountain community. And it was just wonderful. We had the entire hotel to ourselves because the season had just closed. And we scheduled our seminar to be at that time when there was nobody else needing the hotel except us. So we had everything going just for us. So we would have our three-hour meditation starting at 3 o'clock in the morning and go on. But just before the three-hour meditation, I would be getting up and I would go out for a walk. And the snow would be falling down, and the icicles would be on the pine trees all around us, and the street lights up there on the mountainside would be shining on these pine trees with the drips of water because it was freezing, but yet it wasn't frozen, and they were like little diamonds, and they made me so happy. I came back singing away about those beautiful diamonds and the beautiful sun, the beautiful light, the beautiful moon shining off those drops of water on the tip of the pine trees as I walked along my meditation path. And I came into the three-hour meditation saying, oh yes, I am God. And before we began, I was singing this song to them. And they were getting in the mood with me. They were getting in the flow with me. They were happy as could be with me. What they were doing was not me. They were getting in the happy flow of them. They were getting in the happy flow of saying why they can say they're God, that, and what does God say to them, and what do they say to God, and how is it that they can have a three-hour meditation, 3 hours from 3 to 6 in the morning, and do that for a whole week-long seminar, or 2 weeks, depending upon the seminar, and loving every bit of it, never wanting to miss any moment of the seminar, never wanting to miss any moment of the three-hour meditation preceding our day. Why? Because the voice inside of them was saying, isn't this fun? This is great. This is wonderful. Wow-wee. This is marvelous. And they had to agree because it was fun. It was marvelous. It was great. And they were enjoying it just as I was enjoying it. Sort of a contagious enjoyment that always is there. When we listen to our Master's voice, we hear wonderful things. We hear joyous things. We hear uplifting things. We hear things that say to us, it's a great and wonderful world. And I am great and wonderful in it. And I don't have to prove myself to anybody. I just go out and I say, Herb, you're wonderful. Herb, you're fun. Herb, I enjoy being with you. And my inner self totally agrees with what my outer self is saying. And we have a great time together. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we have a great time together. My inner self, the divine in me, the master in me, says, Herb, you are wonderful. Herb, you are intelligent. Herb, you are a delightful person. Herb, everyone who talks with you and hears you and knows you says, I like that guy. I like it. There's something about him that's very special. What? My naturalness, perhaps? My incredulity? My feeling that life is wonderful and I'm having a great and beautiful time and everything is going just the way it should. Yes. Why does everything in my life go the way it should? And really it does. Because I listen to the Master within me. The Master is the divine presence within me, ever speaking to me, saying, this is good and very good. Keep on smiling. Keep on loving unconditionally all in your world. And you'll be unconditionally loving yourself first, because that's how it always starts. And when you unconditionally love yourself first, and then you unconditionally love everybody else, oh boy, do you have power. Do you have the ability to sparkle everybody's life with the magnificence that you have in your life? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's what it's all about. Do I like me? Oh my goodness, yes. Do I like you? Oh, I created you. You're fantastic. Do I like this world I'm living in? Oh my goodness, yes. It is filled with peace and power and joy and right action. It is filled with everything that is good and beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Do I like me? Oh, I like me beyond measure. And it is good. And it is very good. I train myself to listen to the Master within. I listen to my Master's voice. And my Master's voice speaks the same way that my voice speaks. My Master's voice has the same intonations and the same convictions and the same joyous spirit that my voice has. My Master's voice and mine are one. I and the Master are one. And so as I sparkle out in my life, in my world, in my thought, in my dreams, in my desires for myself and my world, the joy that's in my heart, it is picked up everywhere. It is an open circuit. It's like right through all the internet, through all the world, through all the beings that exist everywhere. Oh, my goodness, it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful way. It's a wonderful life. And I'm doing it. And we talked about it yesterday, and we've decided that rather than spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars putting out the gist every month, every quarterly, we're going to put the gist out on a regular basis on the internet. And everyone is going to have free access to it, and they may take all or part of it, and they may have it, and some of it will be audio, some of it will be video, and we'll have loads of pictures from campus and the activities here and thereabouts, and we'll have wonderful articles by our staff and by anybody else that we choose to approve who writes like we do, with positive joy in their heart and positive expectation of the world, and who points out how good this world is and how fantastic the people in this world are and how wonderful everything is, because all have learned to do what we've learned to do, to listen to our Master's voice, to listen to the voice of the divine within, to listen to the voice of the magic one that we are, to listen to that voice and be that voice and know that voice and love that voice and say, yes, 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 that is me, and that is good, and that is very good. Ho, ho, do I love it. My goodness, do I love it. Rex loves it. Rex calls me his master. And, well, he should. Because Rex is my pet. And I created him lovingly, beautifully, fantastically, joyously, marvelously, in every beautiful way. And every other animal in this world. Now let's go a little further. The trees, I created them. The flowers, the plants, the birds, the bees, all the animals, all the other people on the face of the earth. I created all and everything. And I've called everything good and very good. And I am the Master's voice for all the universe. But within me is the Divine Master, which is my voice. The Divine Master, which is God Unlimited. And this God, unconditionally loving, shares with me and all the world all that I am and all that I ever will be. And I listen to my Master's voice. Yes, I created everything. But you too, you created everything from your point of view. And so as I look at everything and call it good, it is good. As you look at everything and call it good, it is good. So I train daily to listen to my Master's voice and follow what my Master has to say to me of how I can be the most fabulous, beautiful, fantastic, joyous, happy, unconditionally loving being in the universe, starting right now. Join me and have the fun I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.